This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. One of the tricky problems in life is the area of disagreements. I know a few people who love to engage in disagreements. They just enjoy it. But by and large, most of us don't especially find having a disagreement is a good way to have life because it has the potential to turn nasty. Talking about a blow-up can happen. We can't always think the same or have the same attitude. And when these issues collide, there is the potential for a sharp and sometimes intense disagreement. And that's the way life goes. There's no point trying to deny it. It happens every day. Yes, life would be a lot easier if you could just ignore the things that you don't want to deal with. Unfortunately, when you ignore the problems, they get worse. I think there are a few tips that we can explore today because conflict will come into your life. There's nothing more certain. If you're working, it'll happen at your place of employment. You can't work closely with others without some clash. And I think there is a way to disagree respectfully. I know it's easy to say, not that easy to put into practice. You don't have to back down and capitulate your opinion to avoid an argument. You do need to express your opinion without having to back down. You still want to have a sense of self-respect. But I think a tip is don't make it personal. This step, I guess, is the hardest one. When dealing with a personal opinion, even the thickest skinned can get offended. And that's why it's important. If you're having an argument with someone, to attack the opinion, not the person. I don't agree with that opinion is a whole lot easier to swallow than you're wrong, your idea is dumb. Remember to put a little bit of distance between the person and their opinion. Listen, try to understand. Often, even the craziest opinions have got a little bit of truth. Look for it. For example, this person might be trying to solve the right problem. They're just taking the wrong approach. And that little kernel of truth is that a problem is there. It just needs to be solved. Perhaps you can direct the conversation towards the problem. And you might be amazed. Try and stay open-minded. That solution might well be what is needed. Make sure your own thoughts are clear. So what's important, I think, is to listen, to stay open-minded, to make sure you explain your side of things. The goal is to respectfully disagree. If you don't agree with someone, make sure you say that. And if you've got another, say, alternative idea, make sure you present it clearly. If you don't, you run the risk of that other person walking away thinking, oh, well, they did actually agree with me. So it's about resolution. You want the right outcome. Even if we disagree about everything, we can still be kind to each other. We've got to learn how to navigate through life without getting upset. The Bible actually has some interesting teaching here. Think about Paul and Barnabas. Over in the book of Acts, we read that Paul and Barnabas had a sharp disagreement about John Mark. They were getting ready to go on their second missionary journey. Barnabas wanted to bring John Mark with them, and Paul said no. No, John Mark had abandoned them once before. He didn't trust him. So Paul and Barnabas argued. They eventually split up. Paul and Silas went one direction, and Barnabas and John Mark went the other. But the thing to see here is even though Paul and Barnabas couldn't work together anymore, they still could love and support each other. They weren't bitter enemies. They were still in some sort of relationship, even though they disagreed. Brett Hansen has written a book called Unoffendable. He says, forfeiting our right to anger makes us deny ourselves and makes us others-centered. When we start living like that, he said, it changes everything. When you have a disagreement with a loved one, I challenge you to say, says Catherine Miracle, I love you more than this argument. You don't have to win every fight. And here's what the Bible also says in 1 Peter 3. Be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. No retaliation, no sharp tongue sarcasm. Bless others. You will be a blessing and you'll also get a blessing. Heavenly Father, help me to understand that disagreements can be solved. However awful they are, with you in the middle, all things are possible. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.